Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey friends, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, Herding Tigers, which is about how to lead creative people effectively. And speaking of that, today we're going to talk about something that I think we all have to deal with, which is difficult people. You know, I've often said that leadership would be easy if it wasn't for all the people. And I think that's true. I think especially for those of us who skew toward the introvert side of the spectrum. I think for many of us, we think, hey, you know, life, work, leadership, all of it would be easy if it wasn't for all the people. The problem is, it's about the people. We have to collaborate with others. We have to engage with others. We have to sell into others if we're in a function where we're interfacing with the client. We have to deal with difficult managers. We have to deal with difficult coworkers, sometimes difficult team members if we're a leader or a manager. You know, it can be really challenging. And so today I want to talk about a couple of principles for dealing with difficult coworkers, dealing with difficult people in the workplace. And listen, these are going to be, you know, sort of broad principles with some tactical applications. But I want you to think about that person as I'm talking about this. I want you to think about that person that comes to mind when I say difficult person. I guarantee you there's somebody in your life, in your world that comes to mind. And so today we're going to talk about how you can better deal with that person. By the way, if you can't think of anyone, like they say, maybe that person is you. So just consider that. Maybe if nobody else in your world is a difficult person, or if everybody in your world is a difficult person, maybe it's time to turn the gaze inward and see if maybe there's something going on there, but probably not. So think about that person, and we're going to talk about how to deal with them in just a minute. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So whether you're a designer, a writer, or you make your creative living some other way, it's common to fall into a creative rut from time to time. It happens to all of us. And climbing out of that rut is different for each person. But one thing is for sure, it takes time to get past it. The right business tools are an easy way to find that important time you need to focus on your craft. So have you heard of FreshBooks? If you've been listening to the Axon Creative Podcast, you know I'm a huge fan of FreshBooks. It's easy to use accounting software specifically designed to save creatives like you and like me a bunch of time every single day. Here's how. You can automate your invoicing so that all you have to do is wait for payments. I mean, imagine that. You don't have to manually do this. You can automate invoicing. You can snap photos of expense receipts to easily log in and add them to invoices. And you can accept credit card and ACH payments right there on your invoices to get paid up to 2 times faster. This is just the tip of the iceberg. FreshBooks can actually save you up to 200 hours a year. And that rut that you were in, well, it's going to be a mountain of ideas before you know it. Think about what you can do with all that time you'll save. Right now, we're offering listeners a free 30-day trial of FreshBooks. No credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter the accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter the accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We love FreshBooks. We use FreshBooks. You're going to love it too. Check it out. freshbooks.com/accidental. And we thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Okay, let's talk about how to deal with a difficult coworker or a difficult person in your life. But specifically, I'm going to talk about the marketplace because that's what the show is about, really. And listen, I've had to deal with a lot of difficult people. I'm sure that you have as well. This is just commonplace, right? And how we deal with it is going to determine everything about our ability to function in a team context. So I want to give you a couple of principles for dealing with a difficult coworker. The first one is don't play their game. No one wins that game. No one wins that game. Okay. So don't play their game. What do I mean by this? I mean, sometimes there are people who argue just for the sake of arguing. They just like to argue. They're the person who has to win every single interaction. They're very transactional. They might say things that they really probably don't mean just in order to win an argument. They won't follow logic. You can offer as much rationale as you want for a decision, and they're still going to fight you. And that's because they don't really care about, at the end of the day, doing what's right for the organization. They just want to win. It's important to them to feel like they won in the interaction. So don't play their game. Don't get drawn in to a tit for tat, for an argument, for all of that. Like, don't get drawn into it, because when you do, no one wins in that interaction. You're going to fight, and then you're going to win a point, and they're just going to come back at you with another reason why you didn't win. And then you're going to feel like you need to prove it further to them, and you're just going to get sucked into that. So don't play their game. Instead, step back and recognize, okay, what am I trying to do here? At the end of the day, what is the outcome that will satisfy me? Now, my coworker who's difficult wants to win an argument. Is there a way I can allow them to win the argument and still accomplish my overall objective? Is there a way I can circumnavigate them to get to the ultimate outcome that I want to achieve? It's important that you maintain context and that you not allow it to get personal, okay? And so when I say this, what I mean is make sure that at the end of the day, this doesn't become a competition between you and them, but instead it becomes an obstacle that's standing in the way of you getting to the ultimate objective that you want to accomplish for the sake of the organization. And by the way, that might mean that you need to lose face with them in order to be able to accomplish that objective. And you need to ask yourself, am I willing to do that? What's the most important thing here? Okay. Now, a couple of caveats to this. Number one, if you're a manager, if you're a leader, you cannot tolerate disrespect. You can't. You can't tolerate disrespect. Okay. So if you're a manager, if you're a leader, it's very important that you not allow someone else's personality issues, someone else's maybe even frankly mental health issues. I mean, in some situations, you can't allow those things to play out as disrespect within the organization. We have to respect one another, even when we disagree with one another. We can be difficult and still be respectful, you know, as coworkers. So it's important that respect is honored. Number two, you cannot allow someone to be abusive to you. So if the difficult person is actually being abusive to you in some way, emotionally abusive, verbally abusive, and I don't just mean that they say something you don't like. I mean, they are really being abusive to you in some capacity. They're saying things that are completely out of bounds in the workplace. That's a very different situation that needs to be handled by your manager, by HR, whatever. Okay. So I'm not saying just let people run over you, but what I am saying is, listen, if it's just that you disagree and somebody's difficult, you just can't ever seem to get to a place where you're on the same page with them. You know, remember that you have an ultimate objective in mind. Don't play their game, but remember the ultimate objective that you're trying to accomplish and navigate toward that. Use that as your North Star instead of worrying so much about the details. Be willing to lose a battle in order to win the war. In other words, okay, don't play their game. No one wins that game. But also don't allow yourself to be abused or in some way, verbally disrespected in a way that's going to affect the culture of the organization. Especially if you're a leader, you cannot tolerate disrespect, period, end, full stop. Like, you cannot tolerate disrespect. That will erode your culture. I talk about this in Herding Tigers. I write about normalization of deviance, meaning normalization of deviant behavior. We just allow things to slide because we want to keep the peace. And sometimes managers do this. And when you do that, you normalize it. When you normalize it, it becomes part of the culture. It becomes part of the culture. The culture erodes. You can't allow normalization of deviant behavior. I don't mean deviant like the person is a deviant. I mean deviant from what you expect culturally, right? And respect should be a baseline expectation culturally of everyone. All right. So number one, don't play their game. No one wins that game. Number two, remember that they are a human being. You have no clue what's going on in their world. This is a call to empathy. Listen, friends, we see our coworkers during the day. We see them for a fraction of their day. I guess it's more than a fraction. Well, it is a fraction. It's a third. But we have no idea what's going on outside of work for them. Someone could be sick. They could be, their loved one could be going through cancer treatments. They could have an abusive spouse. We don't know. They could have just lost their father. We don't know. There are any number of things that could be going on in their world. And so I know that they're being difficult and it's causing you to have to struggle to get your work done. And I understand that we are professionals and we need to bring ourselves fully to what we do every day. I get that. I get all of that. Yes, 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 absolutely. And remember that your coworkers are human beings. You don't know what's going on in their world. You don't. You simply don't. And so this is a call to empathy. And what I mean by that is before you respond, make sure that you stop and you reflect. Make sure that you stop and you reflect on all of the reasons why this person might be behaving the way that they're behaving. Try to put yourself in their situation and ask yourself, if I were responding to someone this way, if that's how I was treating them, what would it mean for me? What would I need from them in order to move past this? Okay. I just exhort you to remember that your fellow coworkers are human beings first, and that you don't know what's going on in their world. Maybe their child is going through difficulty in school. Who knows what's going on in their world? And I just ask you to make sure that you begin from a place of empathy in any interaction with your coworkers. And as a leader, my goodness, is this so important that you have empathy for the people on your team, that you not begin with the baseline expectations and hold their feet to the fire, but you begin with empathy for your team members, where they are, the season they've been in, the load that they've been carrying, how long they've been carrying that load, and make sure you take all of that into context when you are asking something of them, when you're challenging them, when you're pushing them to produce more. Just begin from a place of empathy is what I challenge you to do. Remember, they're a human being. You have no clue what's going on in their world outside of work. And then number three, and this is something I wrote about in Herding Tigers as well, fight fair. Fight fair. There's good conflict and there's bad conflict. Listen, conflict is the natural result of talented, creative people bumping into one another. It is. So there's going to be conflict in your organization if you have talented, creative people in your organization. That's just a natural result of talented, creative people bumping into one another. That said, understand that there's good conflict and there's bad conflict. Good conflict is we're challenging one another's ideas. We're pushing one another to get to the best idea. We have disagreements over which idea is the right direction, and we're going to fight it out. That's great. That's great. Bad conflict is personal conflict. Okay, so I want to give you a couple of principles, and I wrote about this in Herding Tigers also, but I'll give you a couple of principles for fighting fair. Okay, good conflict. Number one, make sure that you agree on the outcome from the start. Meaning, make sure that you're fighting over the same thing. Make sure that you're trying to solve the same problem. Agree on what you're trying to do before you fight about how you're going to do it. And this is a problem in our culture right now politically. You have people fighting each other, slandering each other, throwing, grenades across the field at each other, not based on any tactical, practical conversation, but based on assumptions that we have of one another, right? So we're fighting without even trying to discuss whether we're trying to accomplish the same thing. For example, in the healthcare debate, just in general, I think there's a mindset on one side that is, hey, government should be more involved in healthcare. That's the best way to do it. On the other side, it's no, the free market should provide healthcare. At the end of the day, I think both sides are trying to provide, low cost, high quality healthcare for all people in our country. I think that would be the ultimate outcome. Everybody would agree on that. Nobody's saying, well, we really don't want some people to have healthcare. No, of course. We all want affordable, high quality healthcare for everyone. We're trying to solve the same problem. We just have disagreements about how to get there. The problem is that we start from a place of opposition, and so it's difficult to have that conversation or to identify where we diverge strategically. Okay, so I just encourage you to think about the outcome from the start. Agree on what you're trying to do first. That's the first principle of fighting fair. The second principle is articulate the other person's position before you argue your own and state what you agree with. Right? So sometimes we disagree because we misunderstand the other person's position, and then we start from a position of fighting before we even really understand what we're fighting about. So articulate the other person's position. Here's what I think you're saying. Is that accurate? Okay, it's accurate. Great. Now here's where I disagree with you. Start from a place of mutual understanding of one another's positions before you argue the fine points that you disagree on. That's the second principle. And number three, fight over ideas, not personality. The moment a fight gets personal, everybody loses. Right? That's a dumb idea. Well, you shouldn't say that. I disagree with your idea is one thing. I disagree with your idea and those are ugly shoes. That is completely out of bounds, right? So make sure that you're fighting over ideas, not over personality. Very, very important because, and here's why, because we want to maintain respect in the organization, respect in the workplace. And when things get personal, all of a sudden cults of personality emerge. The most persuasive person wins versus the person with the best idea. You don't want to get personal. Okay. So make sure you agree on a common outcome. Make sure you articulate the other person's position before you argue for your own. And number three, make sure you fight over ideas, not personality, or don't let it get personal. Okay. So the three principles for dealing with a difficult coworker. Number one, don't play their game. No one wins that game. So don't get sucked into their game. Remember the ultimate objective you're trying to accomplish and be willing to lose a battle in order to win the war. Number two, remember they are a human being. You have no clue what's going on in their world. So begin from a place of empathy. And number three, fight fair. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.